Chapter 21. When we had gone away from them and set sail, we took a straight course to the city of Kos, and the next day to the city of Rhodes, and from there to the city of Patara. When we found a ship crossing over to Phoenicia, we went aboard and set sail. After sighting Cyprus, leaving it on the left side of the boat, we sailed on to Syria and landed at Tyre, where the ship was to unload its cargo. After we found the disciples, we stayed there 7 days. Through the Spirit, they kept urging Paul not to go to Jerusalem. When our days there were over, we left and went on our way, and they all, with their wives and children, accompanied us out of the city. Then we knelt down on the beach, prayed, and said farewell to each other. Then we went on board the ship, and they returned home. When we had finished the voyage from Tyre, we arrived at Ptolemais. There we greeted the brothers and stayed with them for 1 day. On the next day we left and went to Caesarea. We entered the house of Philip, the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and we stayed with him. Now this man had four virgin daughters who prophesied. As we stayed there for some days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. He came to us and took Paul's belt. With it, he tied his own feet and hands and said, "Thus says the Holy Spirit, this is how the Jews in Jerusalem will tie up the man who owns this belt, and they will hand him over into the hands of the Gentiles." When we heard these things, both we and the people who lived in that place pleaded with Paul not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready, not only to be tied up, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." Since Paul would not be persuaded, we remained silent, and then we said, "May the will of the Lord be done." After these days, we picked up our bags and went up to Jerusalem. There also went with us some of the disciples from Caesarea. They brought with them a man named Manassen, a man from Cyprus, an early disciple with whom we would stay. When we had arrived in Jerusalem, the brothers welcomed us gladly. The next day, Paul went with us to James, and all the elders were present. When he had greeted them, he reported one by one the things that God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. When they heard it, they glorified God, and they said to him, "You see, brother, how many thousands have believed among the Jews? They are all zealous to keep the law. They have been told about you, that you teach all the Jews who live among the Gentiles to abandon Moses, and that you tell them not to circumcise their children, and not to walk according to the traditional ways. What should we do? They will certainly hear that you have come. So do what we say to you. We have four men who made a vow. Take these men and purify yourself with them, and pay their expenses for them, so that they may shave their heads. So everyone will know that the things they have been told about you are false. They will learn that you also live correctly, obeying the law. But concerning the Gentiles who have believed, we wrote about our decision that they should keep themselves from things sacrificed to idols, from blood, from what is strangled, and from sexual immorality." Then Paul took the men, and the next day he purified himself along with them. Then they went into the temple, giving notice when the days of purification would be fulfilled, and the offering would be presented for each of them. When the 7 days were almost finished, some Jews from Asia, seeing Paul in the temple, stirred up the whole crowd and laid hands on him. They were shouting, "Men of Israel, help us! This is the man who teaches all men everywhere things that are against the people, the law, and this place. Besides, he has also brought Greeks into the temple and has defiled this holy place." For they had previously seen Trophimus the Ephesian with him in the city, and they thought that Paul had brought him into the temple. All the city was excited, and the people ran together and laid hold of Paul. They dragged him out of the temple, and the doors were immediately shut. As they were trying to kill him, news came up to the chief captain of the company of soldiers that all Jerusalem was in an uproar. Right away, he took soldiers and centurions and ran down to the crowd. When the people saw the chief captain and the soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. Then the chief captain approached and laid hold of Paul and commanded him to be bound with two chains. Then he asked who he was and what he had done. Some in the crowd were shouting one thing and others another. Since the captain could not learn the truth because of all the noise, he ordered that Paul be brought into the fortress. When he came to the steps, he was carried by the soldiers because of the crowd's violence. For the crowd of people followed after and kept shouting out, "Away with him!" As Paul was about to be brought into the fortress, he said to the chief captain, "Is it permitted for me to say something to you?" The captain said, "Do you know Greek? Are you not then the Egyptian who some time ago started a rebellion and led the 4,000 men of the assassins out into the wilderness?" Paul said, "I am a Jew from the city of Tarsus in Cilicia. I am a citizen of no unimportant city. I beg you, allow me to speak to the people." When the captain had given him permission, Paul stood on the steps and motioned with the hand to the people. When there was a deep silence, he spoke to them in the Hebrew language. He said,